All right, everybody, what's going on? We're back with a brand new episode of the Cult Horror Podcast. And we actually just got back from the horror convention that's very popular in Charlotte, North Carolina, called Mad Monster Party. This makes my fourth year going to Mad Monster. My second year having my wife join me. So, you know, last year when we went, obviously, COVID was going on. They sold limited tickets. They were very, like, I'm going to use the word anal. And making sure when we were standing in line to meet the celebrities and whatnot that we were 6 feet apart. Well, I'm going to let you take it from here.
We were a big old happy family this time.
Yeah, why don't you repeat what the security guard said to everybody that was standing in line to meet Corey Taylor?
Yeah, there were hundreds of people in line, we'll just put it that way, in a small little convention area. But basically, the security officer walked by and said, I'm going to need you all to get a lot closer, like your family, because we got a lot of people to fit in here, so... Definitely a 180 on their protocols.
Yeah, it's funny. I was about ready to say, I was like, well, last year you were screaming at us when we got too close. This year you're telling us to get closer.
Mask up.
Yeah. Mask up. I mean, that's all you kept hearing last year. So, yeah, it was completely different this year. There was a lot of people there. We went on.
Even from a vendor standpoint, like it was sparse last year. And again, I mean,
COVID.
Yes.
Last year I felt like was a disappointment. Let's just kind of like, Saturday is always the most expensive ticket because they expect more people on Saturday than they do any other day. Because, I mean, of course, Friday people work, Sunday they're not probably expecting as many people. So Saturday is always like the main day that you're going to have a lot of heavy traffic flow. So obviously it was super packed. I mean, the lines to meet Neve Campbell, Corey Taylor from Slipknot, I mean, were super, super long.
Yeah.
There was no doubt about that. They were very, very long. You know, I like I said, this is my fourth year going to the horror convention. And I was telling my wife that... The thing is with these horror conventions, you know, and I know a lot of people could back us up on this. Whenever you go to rock and metal festivals, and I'm not saying the celebrities, I'm saying the fans, the people that's attending. A lot of people there, you know, are respectful of another. You know, they respect that you like the same music they do. Mm-hmm. It is not like that in the horror community. You know, no offense against people that dress up and do the whole cosplay crap. It's not really my thing. It's not really our thing.
They do a good job, though. I do give them credit. They go all out, and they do a good job at maintaining character.
They do. And not all of them are like this, but I feel like a lot of the fans in the horror community are, pardon my French, are assholes. I mean, we kind of notice
they're
that.
Pushy.
They're very, very pushy. So yeah, it was, you know, I've gotten to the point that I love going to the horror conventions to meet the celebrities, but I hate going to the horror conventions because I hate dealing with the crowd there.
There's just a lot of people vying for the same attention.
Yeah, they just, it's not a look out for your fellow brother and sisters. It's push your fellow brother and sisters out the way to get what you want. I mean, we witnessed that firsthand quite a bit yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, we had a few friends there. We got a photo op with Corey Taylor from Slipknot.
It was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, very awesome. And one of our friends told us that somebody was at the table just taking random pictures of Corey Taylor, like of him with other people. They were taking their special photo ops, you know?
Yeah, so the photos were printed out from the photographer after you got the photo op. So it was like a 8x10, or I don't know. It was a large photo. And they would set them out on tables after they were being printed while people were just walking up to those tables and grabbing other people's photos.
Yeah, I mean, it was just not very, they were not very receptive and respectful of one another in the horror community. It was very push and shove, get what you want.
Cut in line.
Yeah, cut in line. We actually had to reel somebody back that kept cutting in line with people. And they tried to do that with us. We're like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. So we put a stop to them on that. But other than that, I, as far as, like, all the other Mad Monsters goes, I feel like this one was definitely the weakest as far as lineup-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every other year they have a bigger lineup. Now, keep in mind, they did have a lot of people cancel because of filming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Robert Patrick, who played the T-1000, I think he's been booked for like 2 or 3 years in a row now, and he always has to cancel the week of because he's filming. So it never gets to work out that he's there, which I would love to meet him, and I still not met him yet. I think there was 1 year he was actually there, but I didn't get the chance to meet him. I can't remember which year it was. But I just felt like this year was definitely a weaker lineup. Now, it was awesome to have Corey Taylor. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Corey Taylor was a headliner. Nev Campbell, obviously, always going to be a headliner.
Mm-hmm.
Felicia Rose was there from Sleepaway Camp. Kane Hodder, he was not there as Jason. He was there as Leatherface for the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre video game that's coming out. He done the Q&A panel for the video game and all that. We didn't get to make that, which sucked.
I do like that they do the Q&A panels, though.
I like that, too, but I wish that they would give you a little bit more of, like, a schedule and a little mm-hmm. bit more info. Like we
yeah,
were.
Yeah, that was one of our points of contention as well, is that they weren't so much organized with providing a schedule. I mean, there was something online, but when you got down to trying to figure out where you needed to go, it was just a sign that said photo op and an arrow. It's like, all right, well, whose photo op is this? Because everybody's back to back to back. So we're trying to figure out a lot of things, and they just weren't very helpful.
They wasn't.
Even the workers. Like, we even asked workers,
yeah,
are we in the right line? Oh, I think you are. So
yeah,
it was,
yeah. Like, I mean, you basically got to see what shirts people are wearing
mm-hmm.
so you can kind of figure out what photo op line you're in.
Yeah, because even if you went to go to the celebrities table, you didn't know where the line started because they were, like, cutting through, like,
yeah.
closets.
Yeah, I mean, they were, yeah, it was, they definitely had a lot of people here this mm-hmm. year compared to last year. You know, we always love talking to Kane Hodder. We always enjoy visiting with Kane Hodder. We didn't get to do that this year, unfortunately, just because it was, like, so crowded there. I mean, it was so packed, and, like, we waited in line for Corey Taylor's photo op, and we were one of the first ones there, too, and it mm-hmm. wasn't Corey Taylor's fault. It was just the way that they had the line set up, but how long did it take us to finally get to Corey Taylor? Wasn't it an hour and a half?
Yeah, it was probably about an hour and a half before we got to see Corey Taylor for 2 seconds to take the photo, and then we had to wait another hour for a photo to be printed off.
Which they give you no info that, I mean, people that's gotten photo ops before, they probably know, like, mm-hmm. hey, you gotta wait an hour.
Yeah.
We never
but
done
it. I understand, too, like, obviously they have to print out the photos, so
yeah.
it takes a minute, but.
Yeah, so we're not taking that away from them, but there was no info that they were even, that we even had to wait an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
Yeah, we just heard that from somebody else who saw Nev Campbell before we saw
Corey Taylor. And that was the thing. I'm like, well, you know, a little bit of info would have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, something else, too. Like, you know, we were talking. We don't really necessarily enjoy the photo ops that much. Just because with today's technology on phones and stuff that you can do editing wise, I feel like you could really do anything to make it look like you were in a photo with someone. So we don't really enjoy the photo ops as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they choose the background too. So.
Yeah, and see, I would rather be able to whip out my phone,
mm-hmm.
take a picture with the celebrity mm-hmm. and say, hey, look who I met.
Yeah.
Corey Taylor was not doing selfies, and mainly headliners don't do selfies. So I'm assuming Corey Taylor was the headliner, but he had his own ticket booth and all that, but you couldn't take selfies with
mm-hmm.
him. And we ran into some friends of ours, and we were talking about how we noticed that a lot of these celebrities are not doing selfies anymore, which is unfortunate because to me, I think the selfies are worth more than the photo ops.
It's more personal.
It is very more personal. And, you know, granted, it probably has something to do with COVID, which, hey, we all can understand that.
But we were just as close with the photo op, though.
Exactly. Like Corey Taylor. Like,
yeah.
I was on one side, she was on another. You know, we had our arms around each other. You know, he's super cool dude, very humble. Neve Campbell, you know, I didn't get a picture with her this time, but I've met Neve Campbell before, and she's super awesome, super chill, super appreciative of her fans. I mean, the same with Kane Hodder. Kane Hodder loves all of his fans. Felicia Rose is very, very friendly, and she appreciates everybody that wants to stop by and give her a play. It's just like, this year, I just really felt like Mad Monster's lineup was very, very weak. I didn't feel like there were so many horror icons this year. Like, you know, I don't know much about the Revenge of the Nerds, and I'm not trying to knock Revenge of the Nerds at all. But, yeah, I don't understand how they fit in here at a horror convention. Like, to me, they were more of a Comic-Con type deal than a horror type deal. So yeah, there was like Revenge of the Nerds cast there. The guy that actually played Leonardo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the 90s was there, which, you know, kind of makes a little bit more sense with that, because most people that love horror love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You're not going to meet many people that don't like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But Revenge of the Nerds, I don't know nothing about it. You know, I never watched it in the 80s. I'm completely clueless about it. You are too.
I am, yeah.
And so, like, we just... What was you about to say?
I was going to talk about last year and how they had the wrestler there.
Yeah, they had Godfather there last year. And, I mean, they've had wrestlers there years before. That's they had Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Sergeant Slaughter.
Like, that makes more sense to me than Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, and, I mean, they've always had wrestlers there. This was the first year that I can think of that they didn't actually have a wrestler there. I mean, there was wrestlers there. WWE referee Charles Robinson was there, who I got to meet, which was super cool. Super nice guy. But no, there was just like, I don't understand the Revenge of the Nerds cast thing. I don't understand. I'm not trying to be like, insult them at all by any shape or the imagination, but I just didn't understand why they were at a horror convention. And it kind of showed, because their booth was not packed at all. Mm-mm. Like, they did not have that many people. Like, I honestly felt bad for them, you know, but just because, like, there was one table, and I recognized him whenever I walked by because he's been in a few other movies, but there was nobody there lined up to meet him. Wednesday 13, the lead singer of Wednesday 13, which he was there, and he's also, like, into horror, and you know, Wednesday 13 is kind of a horror band. Kind of makes sense for him to be there. Mm-hmm. Corey Taylor's a huge horror fan. Slipknot has a lot of horror elements to it. Makes sense for Corey Taylor to be there. But the Revenge of the Nerds, I what the heck? That's all I have to say.
Now, one of them was in a horror movie?
No. The big guy was in Bloodsport. Jean-Claude Van Damme's movie Bloodsport, which he had a lot of people wanting to meet him.
Yes.
He did, but apparently he was in Revenge of the Nerds also. Like I said, we've never seen Revenge of the Nerds, so we don't know nothing about it. It was just a popular movie in the 80s.
So if y'all have any input,
yeah,
feel
yeah.
free to shine some light yeah. on go, us as to yeah. why Revenge of the Nerds was at a horror convention.
Yeah, so go ahead and comment on the Instagram page if you have any info on that, because we're completely clueless on it. But as far as Mad Monster 2022, I mean, it was still fun. It's always still enjoyable to go to see the celebrities, to see them in person, to meet them, to get personable with them. But I will say that Mad Monster 2022 definitely had the most busiest crowd that I've seen. But it definitely, as from a horror fan standpoint, it definitely had the weakest lineup.
It did.
I mean,
now, they had it in the fall, and that was a pretty solid lineup.
Yeah, they did have it in September, but it was on Labor Day weekend, and of course, we couldn't make that one. Labor Day is just always impossible to make. Now, I don't know if Mad Monster is going to do that this year. I feel like they... I mean, people can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember Mad Monster really doing horror conventions in September. I feel like they did it last year because, you know, February, we were still under a lot of restrictions and stuff because of COVID. September of 2021, we was not. Everything was somewhat back to normal. So I think that's kind of why they did it again, because, okay, we couldn't have it was limited to tickets in February. Now it's full capacity in September. You get what I mean? So, I don't know. We've already kind of decided that we are not going to attend Mad Monster next year. Not unless they just have, like, a star-studded lineup. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got to meet Neve Campbell. I've got to meet Kane Hodder. I've pretty much got to meet a lot of celebrities that I've wanted to meet.
There's just not enough to do there to...
to justify,
validate,
yeah.
Yeah, validate the drive. Because you just... I mean, if you live in Charlotte or Concord area, then by all means, I feel like it's...
it's awesome to spend all day there.
But you can't, you can't spend all day there. There's not enough for you to do but walk around the merch stands over and over and over again unless you buy all those photo ops.
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like that's where they slack as well, is they just don't have enough to fill a full day.
No, they definitely don't. I mean, if you're going to wait in line for a photo op, you're going to be there for a while. But if you're not going to wait in line for a photo op and you want to get a selfie with one of the celebrities or whatnot, you're going to be there an hour and a half tops. They just don't... yeah. To me...
and that's... most of it's just waiting in line.
Yeah, that is
it most... literally takes about 15 minutes to get through the whole convention otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, I definitely think... this year, they only really had one room with vendors, and it was one big room. Mm-hmm. And then they had a few vendors on the outside. To me, at the horror convention, I think they need to have a lot more vendors. Like, a lot. I noticed,
yeah, because even the... I mean, we tried to look for apparel, and that was slim pickings.
Yep.
They had a lot of cartoonists there this year.
They did. They even had tattoo artists.
Yeah,
which,
that was cool.
Yeah, that was. I just think they need to have more more vendors for sure.
Mm-hmm. Variety, too.
Yeah, they need to... like, we were trying to find a Scream shirt, and we couldn't really find a Scream shirt that we both, like, really liked.
Mm-hmm. Not unless you like the parody shirts.
Yeah, I mean, and there's so much... horror collectibles out there. There really wasn't a lot of horror toys merch stand. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really big into toys or, you know, like stuff like that. But I do like the NECA figurines. Mm-hmm. I do like those. I mean, and you obviously see looking over here at my wall, I do have a few. I do enjoy those. There's quite a few Jasons I want that I don't have. I don't have a single one of Freddy. I have every single NECA of Michael Myers, though. But that's my thing. They just didn't have a lot of vendors there. That's mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah.
And something else that me and some of our friends there notice, God, I'm putting S's on everything. Something else that we noticed is that, no, I did it again. Something else that we noticed was that they are going up on autograph sessions. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I wanted Kane Hodder to autograph some of my Jason action figures mm-hmm. that I still have in a package. And that's what we were talking about. I'm like, okay, if it's $5 or $10, you know, we'll do it. But it was $60.
Each.
Each. I don't know about Net or Kane. But
he didn't specify, but everybody else had each on there, so I imagine his was also.
Yeah. I mean, it was like $60 an item. Mm-hmm. So, like, I had three versions of Jason that Kane Hodder played, which was Jason X, which they refer to as Uber Jason, Jason Goes to Hell from Movie Maniacs, both of them from Movie Maniacs, and then I have Friday the 13th Part 7 New Blood Edition Jason from NECA that I wanted Kane to sign. Because I'm a huge Kane Hodder fan. And I just couldn't justify spending $60 to get an autograph on those things. Because mm-hmm. that would have been, what, $180?
Yep.
I mean, we could be wrong on Kane charging that much. But a few other celebrities that we walked past, it was $60 each.
Yeah.
We saw that with Neve Campbell. And I was just like, oh my gosh. You know, I have a Ghostface NECA that I would love for Neve Campbell to sign. But I just couldn't justify spending $60 for an autograph. Now, granted, when you do get their autograph, it makes the item that much more valuable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, $20, $10, $15, yeah, great. I'll pay that all day for an autograph. Mm-hmm. But not no $60. That's just...
well, then you'd have to add on getting it authenticated, too.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's just... I don't know. That, to me, that was just too much for an autograph. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you come in there with a lot of items. Now, kudos to the celebrities because, you know, they're making a lot of money. Like, my gosh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just couldn't justify spending that much.
Well, wrap up recap. Pros and cons.
Pros and cons. You want to go first on this one, ladies first?
Pro, if there is a celebrity there that you are in dire need of meeting, this is the perfect outlet to do it. It is crowded, but not overly crowded to the point where you can't enjoy yourself in meeting that celebrity. So definite pro. Good outlet for meeting your favorite horror icon. That's probably the only pro, though.
Yeah.
In my eyes, at least.
Yeah, I'm going to let you fully handle this because you break down stuff better on that.
Well, cons. Well, I guess another pro, if you like the cosplay, too. I mean, there are people dressed up in some pretty phenomenal costumes, so it's fun to look at them. And if you like to dress up, I mean, again, it's a good place to go.
It is. I mean, I don't personally understand it, but I would rather.
But for those who do,
yeah, I would rather the celebrity see my face and be like, "Hey, I'm a huge fan." You know what I mean? Versus. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, here comes a guy dressed up as me in my horror movie that I play.
I'm sure they appreciate that, though. It's just another level of fandom.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just saying, you know, it's no offense to the people that do it.
It's
just
not your thing.
It's not my thing. Exactly. It is not my thing at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what would you say the cons are? You said the pros.
The cost for everything.
Yeah, I mean, $45 general admission, I mean.
And then you pay for the photo op, and you pay separately for the Q&A.
Yeah.
And you pay for the selfie, the autographs, all separate. Everything's just separate.
Yeah, everything. There's, like, no really package deal.
The merch is, well, I can understand why, but the merch is definitely overpriced as well.
Yeah, because a lot of stuff that they had for, like, the NECA figurines.
And 50, 60 bucks, and you can get them on their website for, like, 32.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like. Like, okay, there's a prime example.
Mm-hmm.
Friday 13th, Part 7, New Blood, Jason, NECA figure hanging on the wall right there. How
now, if
much?
You wanted to get the NECA figurine and then go walk up to Kane Hodder and say, please sign this, then I think that's justifiable to pay. But
right. Well, I mean, it's just like the local store around Asheville, Orbit DVD. They charge $40 for them, and you can literally buy them online from $25 to $30.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know. Supply and demand is probably the best word to use for that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, pricing a little steep for the whole week. I mean, we just went for the day, and I felt like it was a little too costly.
I agree. So, like we said, we don't know if we're going to be 10 next year. We're not planning on it, not unless they get a completely star-studded cast that would make us want to go. But, you know, overall, it still is a cool horror convention. It's not something you can spend all day doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that literally you can go within an hour and you're done.
Yeah.
So to me, $45 is a little too steep for that.
Yeah. They did a good job at organizing people, though, once you found out where you needed to be.
Yeah.
Like, once you were in line, like, they kept everybody. Like, the walkways were clear of people. I mean, it wasn't overly crowded in that sense. Like, the Neve Campbell line had its own direction. Kane Hodder line had his own direction. Like, nothing ever collided with one another. So, they kept that in an organized fashion. You just had to figure out where to go to get there first, but.
That was the confusing part.
Yeah.
But,
again, if you have a horror icon that you want to meet and they're there, I say go to Mad Monster Party.
Yeah.
Otherwise, save your money.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's going to wrap this episode and our take on the Mad Monster Party 2022 in Charlotte, North Carolina. If we go next year, obviously we'll do another review on it. If not, it's still worth a check out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's go and take care of this episode. Remember, keep all things horror.